Hi, friends. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So appreciative of your time here. And for those of you who are new, welcome. Sometimes I just do this little introduction now and again just to let you know what we do around here. I read a portion of scripture, and I usually read a whole book of the Bible within a month or two, usually a chapter at a time, and then I pray for you according to that scripture. That's how simple it is. And today we're working our way through the book of Job. I'm going to be reading to you from Job chapter 30, verses 1 through 15 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. But now those who are younger than I have me in derision, whose fathers I considered unworthy to put with my sheepdogs. Of what use is the strength of their hands to me, men in whom ripe age has perished? They are gaunt from lack and famine. They gnaw the dry ground in the gloom of waste and desolation. They pluck salt herbs by the bushes. The roots of the broom tree are their food. They are driven out from among men. They cry after them as a thief, so that they dwell in frightful valleys and in holes of the earth and of the rocks. They bray among the bushes. They are gathered together under the nettles. They are children of fools, yes, children of wicked men. They were flogged out of the land. Now I have become their song. Yes, I am a byword to them. They abhor me. They stand aloof from me and don't hesitate to spit in my face. For he has untied his cord and afflicted me, and they have thrown off restraint before me. On my right hand rise the rabble. They thrust aside my feet. They cast up against me their ways of destruction. They mar my path. They promote my destruction without anyone's help. As through a wide breach they come, they roll themselves in and amid the ruin. Terrors have turned on me. They chase my honor as the wind. My welfare has passed away as a cloud. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I'm so grateful that this book is in the Bible. I'm so thankful that Job is honest about how he's feeling and that he's not chastised for doing so, that you welcome our honest questions and our frustrations and our bewilderment. You see it all, you acknowledge it all, and you hear us when we cry. And so I just thank you that you want that kind of relationship with us, an honest one. We don't have to pretty ourselves up to talk to you. We don't have to measure our words. We can just simply be honest. And in this case, Job is being hurt by others. He's being mocked and derided and or unnoticed. He's been placed in difficult situations. And Lord, I think about how you were on the cross. You had all of this happen to you. People were mocking you, spitting upon you, gambling for what few possessions you had, and wagging their heads and saying, if he's the Son of Man, why can't he just come off that cross? And so you understand, you are the empathetic Savior who understands our weaknesses. You understand what it's like to be mocked. You understand what it's like to be misunderstood and abandoned. You understand what it's like to not be heard and loved and understood and all of those things, Lord. And so I just thank you for that. And I am grateful that when I share my worries and my burdens with you, you hear me and you understand. And so, Lord, some of my burdens today, I have, I just lift up some family members that are far from you, and I pray that you would bring them close to you. And in that same breath, I pray for my friends who are listening today. They probably have family members and friends who are far from you that are on their hearts constantly. I know for me, it's like this constant thinking about these folks. And so that's on my heart today. Also on my heart is just body image issues. It's just been so hard. And Lord, I want to just conquer this, but I can't seem to be able to do it. It's that thorn in my flesh of late. And Lord, I think we do go through seasons of thorns in our flesh. And this is one of mine that I have. And so I continue to confess it to you. I ask for your forgiveness and thinking that who I am is how I look, because who I am is whose I am. I am your child, and you have made me in my mother's womb. And like the person listening today, we are beautifully and fearfully and wonderfully made. And so, Lord, for the other people out there who are struggling with body image or health or any of these things, or self-esteem or just brokenness or depression, Lord, we just lay it down before you, because we may not have the solution and we may not have the answer, but we do have you. And so, like Job, we pour our hearts out to you and we ask that you would help us. In Jesus' name, Amen. Thank you for listening to Pray Every Day. I am so grateful for you. If you want to support the podcast, you can go to Patreon. It's patreon.com/prayeveryday. There are several different levels that you can support the podcast at. And thanks to all of you who do that. I'm really grateful. Also, thank you to the advertisers that come once in a while every month. This just helps keep the show on the air. And thank you to all of you who pray for the show too. I really appreciate you.